that's a very pivotal question, and also is profound in the fact that, you know, again, one of the things that we've pushed is also unity amongst, you know, the Black nations that are here. And a lot of times the sentiment has been that the African immigrant does not understand the struggles that the African American have gone through to be able to get the environment or the situation that we have or we stepped into. And part of the things that we've talked to our people about is to understand, because I think one of the things that plague us is understanding. Most of the time, the African immigrant comes and say, "Wow, you guys don't know what you have." So, but that is changing, because part of what we've, you know, we're trying to do here in the county is have what we call an African cultural, a multicultural center. And what that will do is, you know, where both people will come together to learn from each other. The African immigrant has been very successful in the areas of education and healthcare with, and, you know, that's you know, something that the African Americans can learn from. And also we Africans can learn from the struggles of the African American, and also to how they have thrived in business through their struggles. So one of the things we're doing is immigration and helping both parties understand that together we'll thrive. But again, working separately will only help, you know, will only hold us back. And I think the advancements of also Afrobeats, which is our music, and also our culinary, which is food, I think that integration is coming, where a lot of people have started accepting that, okay, you know, it's good to know where you're from. So a lot of course, African Americans have started doing their genealogy to find actually what part of the continent that, you know, they can align with. So that integration is coming, and is, you know, is a work that we'll continue to do both here and hopefully nationally with, you know, some of our allies and our nonprofits. But it's moving forward now, because we could see it with some of the, like I said, the elections that have happened in the past. You know, people with foreign names were not able to win elections, but the integration is happening here in Maryland, and we'll see it nationwide. Maybe we'll be that anchor for the nation to copy from.
Especially, you just mentioned the food and the music. That's one of the ways to actually, you know, get to acclimate ourselves with American society, and especially the African-American society. A lot of Ethiopian restaurants actually becoming cultural ambassadors for their country.
You go to Silver Spring, it's literally Ethiopia. And that's part of what I'm saying is that, you know, through our work and also add value, places like Silver Spring, you know, part of Silver Spring can be named Little Ethiopia. Parts of Baltimore County, where you have a lot of Kenyans and Nigerians, can be named Little Lagos, exactly, or even Lana here. So, but again, those kind of, you know, things, and also, as you could see from what Governor Moore did, and also County Executive also, Bruce, is forward thinking, because, you know, stepping out of the shadows and proclaiming September as African Heritage Month, not that you don't do your work all year round, does is that you amplify it in September, where, you know, you have these several events where the other cultures get to see you.